Hey, everybody. This is Angel Answers, and it is Wednesday, October 11th, 2023, and we welcome you to our show. My name is Jan Drake-Bakke, and I'll be one of your co-hosts tonight with the other angels, Liz Pfister and Peg Jones. Mary Hernandez is off, DC Love is off, and Catherine Peoples is off, but there's the three of us tonight, so thank you, everybody, for listening in, and we hope to talk to some of you tonight. And I just want to say hi to the angels. Hey, angels, how are you?
I'm doing good. Good to see you.
All right.
Good to be here.
You too, yes. Yeah. I'm so glad we're all here. Yeah. It's so nice to hear your voice again, Peg. And so,
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're going to have fun tonight, and I'm just going to go ahead and read the bios of the other ladies that aren't here. The other angels, Mary Hernandez is an angel intuitive, Reiki master, ordained minister, numerologist, tarot, and oracle card reader. To book a reading with Mary, visit www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And she does miraculous work. She's just amazing, and I just love her, and we all do. DC Love is an angel intuitive, conscious channel, divine healer, channeling messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, angels, her in-spirit dog Ginger and Joan Rivers. You can find DC on Facebook at DC Love, and she gives amazing readings and all kinds of beautiful messages and her channeling. We love all of her work that she does. And you can find all of us on the Sacred Embers website at www.sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. So there's like a big list of all of us there that Lynn Bluisdo created for us and for the room in there that shows all of our bios, all the information, our websites of what we do, what we offer for you to just check out. And if you ever want to get a reading or a healing, we're there. And so check us out. It's called Sacred Embers, and we're on Facebook. I will go ahead and talk about the other shows. We have Sunday afternoon, which is at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. It's called Enter the Light, and that's headed by Lynn Bluisdell. And the other ladies are Toni Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tatro, Elizabeth D'Onfrio, Linda Irwin, Hawk D'Onfrio, and Marianne Adams. They give a fantastic show. They are an amazing lineup, so don't miss that. Then on Monday is Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. That's headed by Catherine Peoples and DC Love, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. That's another amazing show. They do healing. They talk about healing modalities and all kinds of interesting information. It's just incredible. I wouldn't miss that show. And they post that show whenever they come on. The other show is called The Lighthouse. That's headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. Another beautiful show by beautiful light workers in our Sacred Embers. They post their show whenever they come on also. So that's just basically it. We're a group of like-minded individuals using our skills and abilities to help and serve others for the benefit of humanity. We come together as light workers in the Sacred Embers group and share our services, and that's who we are, basically. So my name is Jan Drake-Bakke, and my website is www.wefindourway. I can be found on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So, I'm a psychic medium, and I do animal totems. That's my first thing that always comes to me when I do readings is I see the animals. And I can see your passed over animals that you've had, your pets. So that's part of what I do. And then I give predictions. I like to do those every year. And I list them on my website, so you might be interested in seeing those. I work on that. That's like an ongoing thing that I work on. They have been published. And I write poetry. That's one of my favorite, most favorite thing to do. And so some of them are channeled. And I'm trying to collaborate with musicians and do special events or work on songs. That's a dream, and that's what I want to do. So I'm working on that. And so that's basically about me. I'm going to turn it over to the other ladies, and they're going to talk about their websites and their bios. And then also Peg Jones earlier talked about a neat subject to talk about here on our show tonight. And she said that we could discuss ways of coping from events from our angels and guides and God, and how we can cope with ourselves and with others on horrific events, trauma, stress, heartbreak, etc. So I think that's going to be a really neat topic. So I'm just going to go ahead and pass it right over to Peg right now. Hi, Peg.
Hello. Hi. I'm Peg Jones, and I'm an angelic life coach, certified angel card reader, Akashic Records practitioner, energy healer, and I just got my certification for sound healing. And what else am I? And I,
teacher.
And I do light language. Yep, teacher. And I write. Well, I have a book that I had written 10 years ago. And it's a daily message from your angels. And I'll probably read today's message later. So that's really about it. If you're interested in a reading or remote sound healing, you can contact me at pegjones3@gmail.com. Also on Facebook, too. So I think that's about it.
All right. Beautiful. Liz?
Yes. Congrats, Peg, on your sound healing certification.
Thank you. Took me a long time.
I was writing a note, so I didn't forget to tell you. I know when you do it, you're like, yay, it's done. That's
yes.
how I felt.
Yes. yes.
So. Well, hello,
Hello, everyone. I'm
Liz Pfister. I'm an intuitive and a spiritual guiding light. I own River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. I'm a Reiki healer. I also got my sound certification earlier this year and do sound healing. I'm a meditation coach, a spiritual counselor, tarot card reader, tarot card deck creator, and so many more things. I'm like, I never know all the titles. Every week on Tuesday, I live stream a crystal singing bowl meditation for an hour on my business Facebook page, which is at River Maven 77. And you can tune in there anytime because we post the replays. So you can look them up and see. Since March of 2020, there is a replay for pretty much every week. But you can find them there, or you can tune in live 7 p.m. Eastern, and we live stream. If you're local to the Binghamton area, you can also attend in person. And my center, we offer a variety of different workshops and classes and things. So check that out. You can also contact me at River Maven 77 if you're interested in any remote readings or healings as well. And so this evening, ladies, I brought for us my newest bowl. It is the Flower of Life bowl. It is the High C. So normally when I play, I have the root chakra is the C note, and it's low. So this is the High C. It's 528 hertz, which is known as the miracle tone. It's believed that the frequency repairs DNA. In ancient times, priests used to use 528 hertz to impart blessings and miracles. And this bowl, the sound, the frequency is said to assist with manifestation. So we're going to talk more about the energy that's going on right now and we'll get more into that. But I thought, I know the sound always helps to connect us and make us feel a little bit more grounded at the start of the show. So I thought I'd play the bowl for everyone. So let's start by taking a nice big deep breath in through our nose, filling all the way up so you can't breathe in anymore, and then let it out in a nice sigh, just letting out all the tension of the day, the stressors you got going on. And then take another deep breath in through your nose, filling all the way up, and let this breath out nice and slow, like you're blowing out through a straw, until you've got nothing left in there. And then take one more deep breath in and just focus in on the sound. There we are, ladies.
It's so hard to come out of that, Liz. It's so beautiful. Oh,
I was
wow.
Like,
I know.
Did I lose you?
Beautiful. I was muted. I'm unmuted.
I was like, I'll give it another second here. I'm like, but I think I might have lost it.
Almost.
No, I'm here.
Because I was going through a tunnel. I'm not kidding. And it was gold. It was this gold tunnel. And then all of a sudden,
ooh.
Buddha was there.
Oh.
And we were like flying through this tunnel, and it was all gold. It was beautiful. Oh.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, you know, Dan, you had remarked how beautiful Bowles was last night. So I'll tell you, there was a couple
yeah.
of times while I was playing. You know, I've said this before, that when I sit down and play, it's no longer me. Like, I'm just there as a body, because I don't really know what happens. I close my eyes and whatever comes out. But last night, a couple times, like, I really checked out. Like, I was like, where was I?
Wow, I believe it.
And I
believe
back
it, Liz.
In the middle, and I was like,
yeah, because. They were so amazing last night. They were so beautiful. I didn't want it to end. I couldn't believe it ended, in fact. I was like, what? It's already over? That's how – it was just so – it was wonderful.
I thought it went fast, too. And the only thing I can think is last week on Thursday, my friend owned the yoga studio, and there's an old bridge. It's a historic bridge here that's just outside of town. And it's just for walking on now. So on Thursday evening, she does bridge yoga, where you can go do yoga on this bridge over the river. And so we're doing a wellness month here ahead. And so I went Thursday to play for her at the end of yoga when they go into Shavasana at the end for about, you know, 15, 20 minutes. So the only thing I can think is that the energy of the water last week must have still been in the bowls, because I was like, ooh.
Oh.
I'm like, we must have
brought
that bag.
Oh, how neat.
It was a very cool night. It was not like anything I have experienced yet in my 3 years of doing.
Wow.
Like, one with the music.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, where was I? I'm like,
yeah, totally.
I'm like, I need to pay attention.
Take me away.
Yes.
Calgon, take me away.
Yeah. Well, I was like, hey, somebody has to be in charge. I can't be checking out.
that happens. I find that even when I'm working with the tuning forks, that I really have to pay attention. You know, because it's an interesting process, that's for sure.
It's so easy with the sound, because I mean, you feel the frequency all through your body when you're, you know, when you're working with someone else or whatever, you know, you still feel all that vibration and you're in it as well. And I think it just, sometimes you're like, oh, I think you could be so one. We probably would be fine because we would be totally guided by our intuition. But of course, because we're not in control, our ego says, hey, something's wrong. What are you doing? Snap out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
well, that's, you know, that's what music is all about. It, you know, it helps us to, our sound, you know, helps us to be in a frequency of positivity, you know, especially
absolutely.
If it's a positive sound.
Yeah.
you know, and yeah, and that's, you know, that's one of the ways that helps me. You know, I'll listen to music that I really enjoy, you know, or do the tuning forks or sing, you
yeah.
know, just sing out, you know, that helps too.
Yeah. Singing is a huge way to raise your vibration. I tell people that all the time, you know. I went through a short period in my life where I didn't listen to the music that I liked. You know, I was inundated with, like, my boyfriend's music or my son's music, and I don't really care for their music, and it was not, like, the message I wanted. And I, one day, you know, I must have been home alone or whatever, and I was like, oh, I put on my Spotify playlist. And after just like an hour, I was in such a great mood and I'm like singing, and because they were all the songs that I love that, you know,
yeah.
make me feel good. So I'm like, listen, it's important. Create that happy playlist, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Start
Definitely.
Singing along.
Yeah.
Like your vibration will just go right up.
Yeah. And as you're singing, I mean, that helps with the frequency too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It just, you know, because it's, you know, it's being spoken or sung or whatever, you know, in a
yeah.
way that you like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even, you know, I see that in people of all ages, you know, kids and
mm-hmm.
even the, you know, the elderly, you know, they love their music from the past and, you know, it really helps them, especially if they're having, you know, memory issues and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, and, you know, going to church, I mean, you know, I love the
mm-hmm.
music in church, you know.
Yes.
And that, you know, that's kind of like a group, you know, that's a group activity of helping the vibration. So... But also there's,
definitely.
Like, you know, like journal writing, you know, just, you know, to kind of write what's on your mind and maybe, you know, maybe come to a conclusion as to what you could do, you know, or ask yourself, is this true, you know?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's like 99% of the time. What I'm thinking, you know, is not even true. So,
or I find, you know, when I write it down on paper, I'm like, oh, hey, wait a minute. There's my answer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Or even just, you know, I mean, I ask my angels. I write to my guardian angel. I write to other angels that I feel would help me, you know, in some way. And then I just write back as if the angel's answering back. So really kind of tuning into my higher self, I guess. And 'cause the higher self knows more than our earthly self anyway. So
mm-hmm.
And also, like, today I went for a wonderful walk, like, almost an hour, which I haven't done in a really long time. And that really helped with my vibration, too, just getting out in nature. I was looking for signs of fall, and I didn't see any because it just hasn't really come here yet. So, but it was fun looking, you know, and gave me something to do, listening to the sounds as I'm walking, and you know, all those things can really help anyone, really. And making sure that you're eating healthy food, you know, to the best of your ability, or just, you know, or having something that you really like, whether it's healthy or not, you know, sometimes that just can cheer you up too. And so what
taking
do you...
Taking care of yourself, right?
Yeah, self-care, but yeah, and, you know, but also helping others too, you know, it helps by taking care of ourselves, we're, you know, we are more able to help others too. So I, you know, it's like, it starts with the self, and just think of everyone, all humans did that, you know, what a wonderful, peaceful world we would have.
That's not the theme this week, but
no, I know. But we can think it anyway. If enough people think it, you know, you never know.
No, I agree.
You
know, I heard something last week that really made me stop in my tracks, and I guess I kind of knew it, because when COVID started, I was like, tune out, turn this news off, like day two of the same thing for an hour. I'm like, now I go, turn this off, we're done. I said, we know what's going on. I said, we don't need to keep hearing it.
Right.
But last week, I can't remember who it was, and it's somebody that, I want to say Wayne Dyer, but it wasn't Wayne Dyer, but somebody in that scope of things, had said, you know, we weren't ever meant to know all the world's problems.
Yeah,
when we didn't
exactly.
have awareness, I mean, and not that we need to be naive or stick our heads in the sand, but, you know, there's some things we have no control over, right? I mean, we have no control over what is happening in the Ukraine, in Russia, in Israel, you know, all these things. It's, you know, it's very unfortunate, and it's very sad what is going on, but it's out of our control. And the only thing we can do is pray and send, you know, love and light their way, and hope that things get better. But for us to inundate ourselves day in and day out, because, you know, I think most of the American population probably watches the news every morning and in the evening, you know, we take all that in, and there's nothing we can do to help it. And by putting that, focusing that time on that stuff that we don't have any control over, we take time away from the things that we do have control over, and we don't look at the things that we have control over, you know, where we can improve our lives and ourselves. So I think it's important that we kind of remember that, you know. I like to check in with the news once or twice a week. That's it, just to have an idea of what's going on, but I don't let myself get lost in it.
Yeah, I heard that today too, and I basically have been doing that. But it's like watching the news enough to what's going on, but, you know, just, you know, the not all the details. You know, and just, you know, but you're aware that some, you know, what's happening, but you're just not, you know, getting deep into it. And I know that I used to be like that for a really long time. And, you know, now I don't even, I can't even watch mainstream news, except the weather. So, I'm, you know, I'm satisfied with that.
I was going to say, now we have Jan, though, on the other end of the spectrum, who is, Jan is so, you're very attached to the news, aren't you, Jan? You and your husband?
Yes. Oh, not my husband. He doesn't like to watch it, but he will watch it. He will watch it, but I'm a freak about it. I'm an addict. I mean, I have to watch it, and I think not because, I don't know why. I've never been this way. I've never, tell you the truth, I didn't watch TV for years because I was always, you know, performing or
or in or taking class mm-hmm. or something. So I didn't have time to go watch TV, but nowadays I have more time to watch it, and I don't know. It interests me for some reason. But I totally relate to what you're saying. I think it's good not to immerse oneself in it because it can really affect you. Like the other day, maybe I shouldn't say this. I won't say it. I saw something not so nice, and I was telling the ladies, all of you in the room the other day, and it really upset me, and it was about what's going on, and they showed it on TV, and it just completely freaked me out, and I burst into tears immediately. I just couldn't handle seeing it. They showed something that they should never show on TV, and so anyway, it's heavy stuff, and we should just take it by doses and not mm-hmm. not get too involved in it, because you're absolutely right. It can really affect us, and we have a lot more to do. Like Liz says, we have a lot more to do than hang on to this stuff. You know, we have more better things to do. So I agree with you completely, and I'm taking your advice. I am. I'm trying to.
I know you don't put a lot of attachment to it, but I know you like to. I know that you like to immerse yourself in the news and know what's happening. But I kind of wondered too. Did it have to do with your predictions, right? Like, because you, how would you know?
It does. It does. Exactly. Yeah. It does.
Well, that makes
it has
sense,
to do with my predictions. I like to check the news to see how my predictions are going and stuff like that. So that's part of it. Yeah. But I
think as empaths, we do take that in, though, deeper than a lot of people. And I think, we probably have a lot of listeners that are, well, we know we have a lot of listeners that are also empathic and are maybe mm-hmm. not in touch mm-hmm. with it yet or aware of it. And so they don't understand how to maybe shield themselves and protect themselves from where we can just witness what is happening and not take it on and absorb it as our own. Other people can't. And I know there was a time when before I knew that I didn't know how to not take it on as my own. And I'd be so wildly upset about things, like mm-hmm. crying at home.
Yeah.
And Frank would say, mm-hmm. what is wrong with you? Why are you so upset? You don't even know these people. And I'm like, but it's so tragic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And there's all kinds of ways to, you know, to stay grounded too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's ways that you can use your imagination, like as you're taking a shower, imagine the shower head is like a bright light, you know, cleansing you and filling you with this light, you know, and brushing yourself off, and, you know, stuff goes down the drain.
Ooh.
The energy that you don't need goes down the drain, you know, just going outside in your bare feet, or just being outside, too. And I'm sure Liz has a lot of different ways too that you help people with grounding.
Yeah, I tell them, you know, I do go outside. I'm always like, if you can do bare feet to the earth, that's great. But sometimes in the mm-hmm. Northeast, that's not what you want to do in February. So. So I say, you know what, even if you go outside and put your hand on a tree, right, like that's mm-hmm. that's grounding. You're in one with nature. You're getting a feel for it. But taking a walk, you know, going outside mm-hmm. and just taking a couple deep breaths, anything helps to break up that stagnant energy. There's a great movie that I made my family watch last week on I think it's on Prime or something. It's free. It's called Grounding, The Science of Grounding. And I think did one of you mention that before or no?
I don't think so.
I don't think I did.
So it's like 45 minutes long, but it talks all about how, you know, there's all these negative ions in the earth, right? And what happens to us as we go through the day, right, we pick up positive ions, and positive ions, even though they sound like they would be good, are bad for us because we need negative ions. So when we go outside, that the earth helps to, you know, balance those negative and positive ions back out in our body and in our, you know, in our energy fields, so that we are more connected and stable and, you know, get rid of anxiety. And, you know, Peg, as you and I know, sound, right, frequency is, it all has to do with our vibration, and that's how disease happens as we get out, as our frequency becomes not the frequency it should be. That's what makes us ill. It makes our cells deform, you know, blah, blah, blah.
And
so grounding and some, helps to,
yep.
to bring us back into our vibration.
Clearing our space, you know, whether it's with chewing forks or smudging each
mm-hmm.
room or spraying each room, you know, and just kind of saying, please clear the room, you know. There
yeah.
was one that someone told me about years ago. It was imagining, I don't know if I'm going to get this right, but I'll try. It's like a blue-green water filling up a room. And, it, you know, and you kind of send it to all the rooms, you know. And then you imagine, so as this is happening, it's cleansing and getting rid of what doesn't serve you, and then you just kind of imagine it going out the windows.
Mm-hmm.
And that's supposed to help with clearing, too. Or just, you know, there are people that do house clearing, too, and that can be very helpful, too.
Yeah, I've done that for people.
Yeah. And that's really helpful too. And sometimes they can even see what's like in your land, you know, what types
yeah.
of energy is in your land, and they can clear that. And you know, they encourage you to, you know, put salt in different parts of, you know, corners, right, of each room and around your house outside, you know, around the foundation
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So there's a lot you can do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And really, I always tell people you can't do it wrong because it's all about your intention. So
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I always say when I got into this stuff, I didn't have, like, all the right things to do stuff. And I'm like, well, we'll use what we have. So
yeah.
I'm like, I've always been a healer, a witch, whatever you want to call it, on a budget and as a mom, and I'm like, we do what we have time for, and it's the intention is there of what we want to do. That's what matters. It's all about intention.
Right.
Yes.
And thinking that the intention had occurred.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
thanking your angels, you know, guides, whoever. Yeah.
Yeah. But so I have, you know, I have crystals throughout my house to kind of keep the energy moving and flowing. But in our living room, which is in the middle of the house, I have a brass bowl. And whenever anybody thinks the energy is too dense, like we go over and we just ding it 3 times. We're like, whenever.
Really? Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, when it just seems like
that's great.
When it just seems like things are ick, you know, or we're all tense.
Yeah.
Somebody will go over and
yep.
just hit the bowl and it's like, ooh. You know, you immediately feel this change in the energy in the atmosphere, and everyone relaxes, and they're
mm-hmm.
like, oh, that's better.
Yeah, I have a tongue drum that I use
oh, yeah.
a lot. You know, and I don't, and the brass, I have some small brass bowls, different sizes, and I have found that to be really helpful, and the angel tuners, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can kind of clear things too. So, and rocks, I got a lot of rocks for gems,
mm-hmm.
you know, stones and stuff. And they say selenite, I think, is very helpful with clearing, like, you know, different areas of your body or something. I know that there's something to do with the third eye. It helps with the third eye, I think, too.
Yep, I always have selenite in my shop here because it's one of the most basic crystals, and you can't go wrong with it. So,
right.
If you need to clear other stones, you can have a piece of selenite and put it with your other crystals. That's all my little like bags of crystals that I have hanging around the house have a piece of selenite in them so that they stay cleansed. But you can get like selenite wands, and sometimes they're fancy carved, but I have, you know, mine are usually just square cut. And you can take a selenite wand and say, you know, start with it at the top of your head and just kind of like, you know, wave it down your body head to toe and say, you know, mm-hmm. please take what no longer serves me. You can do it as many times as you want, you know, on, around the back, under your feet, all that stuff. It's very helpful. You can carry it. I have my coworker and I have a piece of selenite on each of our desks at work.
Yeah, I have a lot.
Well, that's cool. And
I have, like, some heart ones. I have an egg one, a couple of wands. So, yeah. I put it under my pillow, too.
Oh, nice.
But it always
falls
out.
Yeah.
So.
But clear quartz is another one that's good for protection.
I have a lot of those. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when I do, like, I've gone and done house cleansings, and what I do, because where I am, you know, I'm close to where they mine Herkimer diamonds. So I had gone a few years back, and I have this huge bucket of Herkimer diamond pieces that are not, you know, necessarily anything fancy, but they're still good quartz crystals. So so when I go to the house cleansing, I take a bunch of those with me. And as we go room to room, in the four corners of the home itself, we make sure that one is put in each corner. And usually I'll tie them in a piece of tulle. And I'll tell them, you know, I said, you can like stick. I said, if you want to put this with like a push pin somewhere, or, you know, if they're under construction, they can put it right in the wall and cover it over. And it'll, you know, that creates a crystal grid of protection around your space, which is kind of
cool.
Neat.
Yeah.
But they, if you read about crystal gridding your home, they'll tell you to put quartz and tourmaline in all the corners. And then they suggest putting selenite in above or in all your windowsills and above your doorways because, you know, air moves through there and cleansing the energy. So that way nothing negative comes in or, you know, and goes out.
So you would put it in, like, the tulle bag or the organza bag and, like, just tack it on or something? Is that?
That's what I do.
Yeah.
I just think I have a small ribbon size spool of tulle, and I just cut off little pieces and tie them, and then they can put them wherever. Because, you know, not everybody wants to put a pin in their wall, but I'm like, I can stick it under a piece of furniture. You can, you know, stuff it under the baseboard.
Well,
they're usually, you know, small pieces. but, you know, the idea is you want to keep that energy there since you've cleared it out. But yeah, sound is a great way to clear out your space. Sometimes just opening the windows, you know, in the wintertime, we're all closed up a lot of times here, at least where you and I are, Peg. And, you know, if you're not getting fresh air in your home. And so opening the windows for a few minutes and just letting that come in.
Yeah,
you know, that can change the whole vibe.
Very cool.
So many things you can do to cleanse, you know, to clear your space and yourself, you know, your energy when you're just feeling stuck or in the muck. Or when, you know, the whole world seems crazy around you and you don't know what to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I love listening to all this. It's great information. It really is.
I'm finding everything has meaning, you know, more so than I realized before. So I just, you know, I just kind of look for the meanings a lot and just see how it relates, you know, to something I'm dealing with or something I, you know, heard or read. Like today I was playing a game. And I was listening to something at the same time. And as I was pressing these, it was solitaire. And as I was pressing, you know, getting the numbers, I would hear the number come on the talk, too. It was like, oh, my goodness.
It's funny because that's a lot of times what I share with people, Peg, is that, you know, I really love like things about astrology. And,
yeah,
you know, when I started this journey, you know, these things come up all the time, moon cycles and da-da-da. And when I first was starting, that was one of the things I connected with was moon cycles. And I started paying attention and doing some of the things. And but I find that I read, there's a girl on Facebook that I love. Her page is Forever Conscious. She always posts great information about what's happening with like planetary movement and alignments and all these things that most people are like, oh, that's crap. It doesn't have anything to do with, you know, that doesn't mean anything. Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does. Yeah.
So I won't say I don't have it in my pocket and read it every day, but I like to mm-hmm. read what she says is coming up, you know, the forecast mm-hmm. for the month. This is what's going to be happening, blah, blah, blah. And I say, okay, I read it. I make a mental note of things that might happen, things that it says we might experience. And then I just kind of, mm-hmm. you know, I let it go. I don't fixate on it. And then as things start to happen during the month and, you know, maybe a crazy situation comes up or something I don't understand is going on, and I'm like, what the heck? And I'll say, wait a minute, what's supposed to be going on? And I'll look at those planetary things, and I'm like, okay, it said this is going to be a time of confusion. Let it go. Mm-hmm. Don't hold on to it. Don't get angry. You know, step back and
yeah.
say, okay, whatever. And you know what? It works. It's, I'm like, huh. So, you know, not holding on to it, but realizing when things are getting crazy, you're out of whack. You know, when Mercury retrograde's coming, I don't stay in the, you know, Mercury retrograde and panic. I'm like, okay, as soon as the electronics start going on the fritz and are not working, I'm like, oh, Mercury, all right, just walk away.
Yeah.
Because you know it's not going to get any better.
Yeah. I'm never really paid attention to what Mercury retrograde was. And then I think I did once or twice, you know, and things did happen. So it's like, well, I'm not going to pay attention anymore because it just causes problems.
Yeah. And like I say, I don't fixate on it, but I know, you know, because when when we have electronic problems when you're in this industry and doing things, like spirit likes to be funny. So a lot of times you're battling that as it is. But during Mercury, it's like one thing after another. Like you have these weird things that you're like, why is my, like the last time it was in when it was in retrograde, I was trying to call into the show. My phone kept saying there was going to be a charge. And I'm like, a charge? Like I have a cell phone. It's unlimited. I've never, you know, 3 years, I've never paid a charge. What is this? I'm like, what is this? What is going on? Nothing's changed. My phone's clear. And it was just a weird freak thing. Like I called the phone company when we were done to make sure I wasn't going to have a charge. And they're like, we don't have anything on here. We don't know what you're talking about.
Guess the time skipped or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I find if you can be aware of that, just to, you know, like have it tucked in the back of your brain somewhere, you're like, oh, okay. So yesterday on mm-hmm. Bold, I shared, yesterday was 10-10, which of course is numerology, tells us, you know, 10-10 is the symbol of new beginnings, of, you know, things coming to an end, death and rebirth.
Right.
But the start of new cycles, of doors opening. And I happened to come across right before Singing Bowls a post about Pluto was stationing direct yesterday. And Pluto is about, Pluto is known as the planet of death and rebirth. So how ironic.
Yeah, how ironic.
And it rules mm-hmm. over the deep transformations of our soul. So the times when we go into the dark shadow places and have to do that icky, mucky work. But I'll just tell you guys what this says. It says, it is also known as Lord of the Underworld because it helps us to visit those shadowy places that are necessary for transformation to occur. And Pluto, when it goes into retrograde, is in retrograde for a long time. It's been in retrograde since May 1st. but the period that Pluto, that retrograde was kind of focusing on was
mm-hmm.
October of 2022 to May of 2023. So if you think back to a year ago, what was something that you decided to change or, you know, that was no longer going to serve you in life or whatever the case may be, what was it? And, you know, how did that transition go? How, you know, have you made it? Did you get through that? And it probably was an ugly, yucky thing or a bad habit that you had to break. So, you know, some things to reflect on is, you know, how have you transformed since from a year ago? What shadows have you confronted? And how have you stepped into the new power that you are, you know, that you made the change for?
Right, so, right. So it's thinking about changes to make and to begin working on them.
Yeah.
So yeah,
think, you know,
cool.
Here we are a year later, and, you know, if you accomplished something that you made a change for a year ago, like pat yourself on the back and say, hey, look at me, I did it. Because sometimes we don't notice those small steps that we're taking that make the big change. So
yeah, exactly.
It may have been something silly. It may have been something small, but who cares? If you did it, you did it. That's huge. And there was a very nice message she had with, through every transformation, a deeper love is possible. So, you know, every time we're forced to look at those, you know, not so fun aspects of ourselves and our personality and confront them and kind of, you know, get through them, deal with the muck, it's we love ourselves more because we learn more about ourselves, we heal part of ourselves, and when we heal ourselves, we heal the rest of the planet, because working on ourselves, it does that. So, you know, when we're concerned about these big things that are happening that are out of our control, what we can control is ourselves. So if we take care of ourselves and focus on ourselves, we are doing our part to help the bigger picture. So
yeah, because
that's beautiful.
I mean, it helps with self-esteem, but it also shows others that changes are possible, you know, no matter how small.
Yeah.
But, you know,
exactly.
You know, it's healer heal thyself, and you know, and reach out to others, and our light is just a little bit more brighter. So,
yeah.
So, Peg, I don't mean to interrupt, but are you going to read out of your book too?
Yeah, I can do that.
Today?
Okay. Yeah, I think today's message is pretty good. Okay, so for October 11th,
hello?
Oh, I know, I was like, what happened to Peg? I thought she was taking a breath.
Peg, are you there? Oh, no.
Oh, her call has dropped. Shoot.
Oh, shoot.
Well, I'm sure she'll be back with that.
I know. I just, yeah, she'll come back. I just butted in because we're starting to head to half the show now, and we do have a few callers, and I still want to share my poems, and I have a message from a meditation, but I just thought
maybe
we should have Peg read her from her book. And let me see if
we'll
she said anything.
Somebody.
Yeah, that'll be good.
We'll give her a minute. It might have taken her a minute to realize that she got dropped.
Yeah, I was going to say, she probably doesn't even realize it.
But thanks for interrupting, Dan. Sometimes we can get carried away.
Well, it's not that I don't like hearing it, because both are just so beautiful and so amazing to listen to. And I'm sending somebody the show who's just asked for our show. Hold on, I'm sending it to them if I can get it to them.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. And it's just the information is so amazing that you both share, and it's interesting and it's educational. I always try to listen to the show anyway. But, okay, Peg, where are you? Peg?
Yeah.
She's still not in there yet. Well, should I just go ahead and...
I was going to say, you want to do yours, and then we'll...
Yeah, then hopefully she'll come. She'll be back on. So Peg had asked me to do a meditation or to do a message with the animals today for the discussion. And so I did a meditation, and the animals that I saw were... and I had been seeing this all week. I saw like leopards, big cats with dark spots. And I didn't get like exactly who they were, but I've seen them all week. And then in my meditation, I saw that. And I also saw turtles. But then I got a small message also that said, make kindness a priority right now. Know that heaven has heard our call, saying prayers through the day. There is no prayer too big or too small. So that was the main message that the guides were saying for today. And then let me see if Peg is in the room. Or you'll tell me.
Yeah, I've been watching for her. I'm watching for her,
Okay. And then so the two animals I got were the leopard, you know, and I looked it up in Animal Speak, Ted Andrews' book. And leopard equals panther and jaguar. So they're all lumped into the same cat family. And so what he said was that the most large cat equals ferocity and valor, aggressiveness, power. There is a lunar significance. The panther are more fierce than lions and tigers. They have 500 voluntary muscles that they use at will. This reflects a lot about an individual who has these totems, also the ability to do a variety of tasks that he or she wills, just deciding to, be it physical, mental, psychic, or spiritual. Panthers are loners but will always associate with others. They are sprinters and they are good at deadlines, panther people. All cats have binocular vision, great depth of vision. Anyone with this totem will have a greater depth of vision and inner knowing. They also have very strong hearing, clairaudience. I have a tiger, and clairaudience is one of mine too. Let me see. And did she give him that? Oh shoot! And so then the second animal I got was turtle, and not tortoise though. Turtle. Turtles live in and around land and water. Symbol of turtle is uniting heaven and earth. They are fairy creatures, doorways to the fairy realm. I know, I didn't know that. Associated with longevity, feminine energy, primal mother. And and they hear well, amazing survival skills, clairaudience, also visually clairvoyant, also heightened smell. Turtles carry home on their back. If you have this totem, they say check your vitamins because turtles like to be in the sun and create vitamin D. Turtles remind us about Mother Earth. She cares for us, so we need to care for her. So that's what those animals were for today. Here she is. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can get her in.
I was going to say, found Peg.
Okay. Peg, are you there?
Hello. I'm here.
Yes, hello. All right. Excellent.
We did not hear your message, Peg.
Oh,
no, we
really?
Heard you say the date, and then you were gone.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what happened, but I can read it because I was, after the message, I was talking away to myself, apparently. Okay, so I'll try again.
Okay,
so for October 11th, let the peace in your heart help you to cope with everyday concerns. Go to your heart place deep within you where there is calm and clarity. We, your angels, thank you for all that has been asked of us, for we are glad to help you. We will not disappoint you, nor will we ignore your request. We want you to know that your God is our God. We are merely God's helpers and the ones to show you the way to your God's love for all of you. We will help you to understand the path that you have been walking on and will help you to feel peace in all that is happening. Don't be afraid. We are here. We will guide you for all time. So, and then the journal exercise is something that people listening, those listening, may want to do at some point. What can you ask the angels to help you with today? And then, as I always say, think about it and journal about it. So, and as I was talking away to no one, I was thinking, you know, the different ways, especially in times of turmoil, you know, within or outside in the world or whatnot, is to, you know, is to try to find that our heart space, you know. And I've done exercises where we have like designed what our heart space looks like in like color. So I remember I thought it as pink with kind of white swirls, which is all about love and peace, and different shades of green, and white kind of going through all that, and then a darker, almost raspberry color too, kind of going through all that. And when I do that, it just helps me to be more centered, you know, and then that's the perfect space where you can speak to your angels too. So it's, you know, our angels are here for us. But, you know, as they say, divine timing and patience. and sometimes we have it and sometimes we don't, you know. Kind of what I wanted to say. And also,
that's awesome.
I thought I'd share a little bit of light language too. For us.
Beautiful.
That'd be fantastic.
Okay, let's see. Me'ineke boi inakano u ibanaki kene maniki ka ibabala no I maniki kene maniko kele bi moniki kele ane maniki u ibabala nanake inamana u ale bi noni maniki ho ibanaka ho ibibaniki koi inamaniko ka balana bi ikine maniki koi ibiniki ho ila maniki koi iberiki, moi ikana maniki koi iba no nameniki ke alaba ineke le manako. So I feel like they're just helping us to be calm, you know, to stay a little bit calmer about things in our life, what's out there. And as Liz had said, you know, this is the time to really go within, to figure out what is important and what is, you know, and what we can let go, you know, to kind of heal a lot of things that may need to be healed, you know, in relationships and, you know, all aspects of our life. As we were talking about, there's a lot of different ways you can do that too. So
that is really neat, Peg. Yeah, I love it. And that was from your book that you wrote.
Pardon me?
That was from your book that you wrote.
Yes, yes. Living in the Heart Space with Your Angels. And I wrote this message probably 13 years ago.
Wow.
You know, and it's still appropriate now. Very appropriate. So I find that to be interesting.
I was going to say, isn't it funny how your message from your book, you know, 13 years ago, Jan's channeled message and the animal totem she got and, you know, what is happening in the world, they all lined up. They were all in sync.
I know it.
So it just goes to show you that it's not all hooey, this planetary alignment business. And
no, it's,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's synchronicity, it's validation, it's, you know, it's almost, well, for me, when I was doing these messages, it was almost like a co-creation, like I would have a topic in my head, you know, for that day, because the first 6 months I was doing a message each day, and it, you know, it would just come, you know, and so, and a lot of the messages were about light language, I feel, although I didn't know that at the time, because I was just talking about music, you know, choirs of angels and blah, 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 or, you know, sing a song or something. So I just find it interesting. But
it's amazing.
It's so crazy when that stuff happens and it never gets old, Elisa.
No, it doesn't. Not at all. So
I think I'll just read a couple poems and then we should carry on. Is that okay?
Okay, could you read your message again? Or you can tell me after, I guess.
Yeah. No, I can read it. It's very short, the poem. But I talked about two animals, the panther and the panther and the turtle are the animals I got.
Oh, okay.
But
cool.
the little tiny poem that I got was, let's see here, where is it? It just went, make kindness a priority right now. Know that heaven has heard our call. Saying prayers through the day, there is no prayer too big or too small. So that was like the little poem
I
got
that
for it.
A lot.
Thank you.
That's
thank
really
you. And
nice.
then I had, yeah, and then I got the panther. The panther is a aggressive power animal, one of the big cats.
Mm-hmm.
Big cats are...
Mm-hmm.
Are you know, strong, have that strength and physicality, but they're also psychic and spiritual. So they're very, and this particular animal represents the moon, the lunar significance. And then the turtle was all about turtle's not tortoise, being around water and land. The symbol of the turtle is heaven and earth, and they're from the fairy realm. And I didn't know that. Yeah. Hmm. And very feminine energy. And they're clairaudient, clairvoyant. They smell. And they also represent vitamins. The turtle likes to create vitamin D. So they recommend us, any of us who've had turtles, which I've had a lot of turtles around me, to check your vitamins. And I have to take vitamin D every day. So anyway.
I do too. Yeah.
So that was a message. But I'm just going to go quickly with these poems, and we still have a few people there who want to call in, who are calling in. And let me just get through these, and then we'll be on our way.
Okay.
All right. So this one says, more prayer. Instead of panic, pray. Instead of palpitations, play. Instead of procrastination, prepare. Instead of pitying, take good care with more prayer. And then instead of riots, revival. Instead of shootings, shouting songs. Instead of hatred, hallelujahs. Instead of racism, rescuing others from rights and wrongs. Instead of callousness, community. Instead of chaos, peace. Instead of terrorism, trust and treaties. Instead of anger and deception, God's increase. And that's that one. And then this one goes, this is called God's Divine Artwork Masterpiece. Let the light shine from your soul and body. You are a masterpiece of God's divine artwork. You are a treasure. Let the light radiate out from your heart. You are brilliant colors and design from God's eternal creation. You are beyond measure. And this one is goes, sometimes you look between the worlds and see something you have never seen. Sometimes you hear some words from someone from somewhere in between. Sometimes you feel a magical feeling that you cannot explain. Sometimes you get touched by something that is not from this earth plane. That is so true. Oh, boy. And this one goes, the light bringers, the healers, the way showers, focus on the light, not the hurt. And this one's called Peace Poem Colors.
I am part of you. You are part of me. Let's live in this life more peacefully. The more we bridge our differences, the less violence we may see. I see you. You see me. Let's live in this life more joyfully. Colors, we are the horizon. We blend as a peace sign and a rainbow forms. We shine and radiate heaven together. Let's go past the norms. We fly together and breathe the same air. Let's live as friends. Do we dare? I am part of you. You are part of me. Let's live majestically. And this one goes, light and dark balance, living art. I am wild. I am free. I am light. I am dark. Together we are energy. We are two sides of the same part. We shine synergistically. Together we are living art. And this says, we must always look for the light in the tumultuous, jagged turns of life. And this says, for all of us, less judging, less intolerance, less us and theming, more acceptance, more appreciation, more bridging for all of us. And this is, the veil is thinner. We might get a glimmer and feel a shimmer, a breeze or tickle on a penny dropped or a nickel, a black cat or raven. It's Halloween Haven. The veil is thinner and the spirits are coming for dinner. And this is our October, a time to be grateful, a time for another chance, a time to smile, a time to dance. There's no time like now, going into the fall together. We are new colors galore for our October. You know, even if there are terrible things going on in the world, we still have our October to carry on with. And this is another Halloween. It's called the Ghostly Ones. A little creepy, a little freaky, a little jagged. Some of them are dead. A little spooky, a little eerie, a little haunted, enough said. Come a little closer. There will be exposure of the Ghostly Ones of Halloween night before you go to bed. I just happen to really like Halloween. And this one says, choose not to nourish or release the past pains or traumas. I forgive, I release, I let go. And the last one says, the only absolute that I could ever consider is that God is love. And love multiplies in every dimension and in every direction. And that's that. There you have it. All right.
Beautiful. Dan, the first poem that you read, would you share that on in the Secret Embers group? Because I'm like, that was so perfect for right now.
Yeah.
I love
it. Yes. Thank you. I'm glad.
I just shared a picture in our group chat. So my friend just posted on Facebook that there was a bobcat in her yard today. We don't, in New York, we don't have bobcat. Like, that's not a thing here. So how freaky that I was like, what? Like, this is so weird. And saw the big cats. And then I'm like, this is
there's
so bizarre.
Yeah. So there you go. So, I mean, yep. I know. Isn't that interesting? Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I'm like, I had chills head to toe. I was like, oh, my gosh. This is weird.
Wow.
Did they catch? Oh, it was in her yard? Wow.
Yeah, it was in her. She just took a picture, I think, from her deck. I'm like, it is pretty large.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I was like,
interesting.
So, neat. Who knows? Things are a changing, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I wonder if it escaped, from somewhere, a zoo
really
or something.
I'm like, we're not really near, close to anything that has things like that. Our Binghamton Zoo, which is 20 miles away, I don't think they have any bobcats anymore.
Okay.
They used to when I was young. And then the next closest zoo would be like an hour away in Scranton. I mean, which isn't impossible, but, I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? It just, I just thought, oh, my God, how coincidental.
I know.
Yeah, definitely. My goodness. That's amazing. Oh, I know. Last week, driving towards my parking space, and I came across three ravens just sitting on the ground. And as I was going kind of past them, a fourth raven kind of flew over, like past me on the other side. And I found that to be very interesting.
That is interesting. Oh. Ravens are powerful animals.
Yeah, and that was before everything happened. So that was almost like a warning, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
Fascinating. I guess we'll just stay tuned.
I'll
just
all we can do.
Put this in here very quickly, and I won't go on about it because I don't want to freak people out. But the eclipse is coming on the 14th, and the next one is at the end of the month. I've had experiences with eclipses, and I will say that I am very protective when it comes around the eclipse time to just keep yourself, you know, in check and stay alert and just, you know, be okay and everything. But they do are known for being, I don't know if they want you want to say creating, but for some reason they a lot of tumultuous things happen during eclipses. So I'll just end it right there, and we might want to just start the call. I don't know if that was a good note to end on.
It's amplified energy. It's always amplified energy. So things are more intense.
Amplified.
And I did read that this eclipse happens on a new moon, coincidentally, which new moons are about starting over. So, you know, it's a good time for us to, like we were talking about,
start
releasing
over.
Anything that no longer serves us. Great time to do
right.
that. You know?
Yes. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
put out into the universe the things that you do want. You know, write them down on a piece of paper. You know, give them out, you know, burn them, giving them up to the universe and, you know, get ready for new stuff. Don't focus on things you don't want or the negativity.
Exactly.
Because what we focus on is what we bring into our reality. So focus on the things you do want.
Yep. I agree.
Thank you, Liz.
I agree.
That was excellent.
You're welcome. All right. So are we ready, ladies, to take some callers?
Yeah. That sounds good.
All right. Well, let's start off here. Our first one. Area code 843, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, my name's Bonita. How are you?
Good. Did you say Melinda?
Good. What is Bonita, B-O-N-I-T-A.
Bonita.
All right. Nice.
Hi, Bonita. Do you have a question for us?
Actually, I'm going through a little changes, which you talked about coming, and I'm just looking for a general reading.
So, Bonita, this is Jan.
Hi,
and,
Jan.
As soon as you got on the phone, as soon as you said something, I got pink all over the place. Do you like pink? Pink is just everywhere when I hear your voice, which is pink is such a positive color, and it represents the heart and love and all kinds of, you know, pink.
I
love it.
That's my favorite color.
Oh, there you go. So I'm seeing a kitty cat. I'm not getting a big cat. I'm getting a little cat for you, which is also wonderful. Let's see. They represent a period of being self-sufficient and to trust in your own capabilities. They also represent dance and being graceful and enjoying that kind of physical exercise. And also a time when the ancestors and your spirit guides are trying to communicate with you. It's also a magical time, and it's a good time when dealing with relationships or self-defeating habits, that these will change and you'll go into something more positive. And if you're having problems with relationships, it's a time where things might be able to smooth out and become more positive. So that's nice. And then the cat represents doing creative work at night, being independent. I think I already said that. And what else? Yeah, that's mostly it. And exploring yourself, your own self-reflection, and
don't work too hard, it says, and it's time to play also. So you might want to go take a dance class. That's what I would do. That's playing would be for me taking a dance class. But that's up to you. You do whatever you want. But, yeah, there you go.
No.
Does that, any of that resonate for you?
Yeah, I actually was getting someone the other day about taking a dance class.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Well, that's confirmation for you. You might want to do it.
Yeah,
thank
you.
How neat. You're welcome. I'm going to pass you right over to Liz or Peg.
Okay.
I'll go.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah. Yeah, I had a card for you, and it's called Awakening. I think in many ways we're all doing a little bit more awakening, so I feel like this is a pretty good card. And it's taken from the Work Your Light Oracle card. So I'll read it. Okay, so an energetic upgrade, a new way of being, integration. You are going through a period of awakening. Things are changing within you, and at many levels, you are starting to remember ancient truths and discovering more and more about who you are and why you are and why you incarnated. You may find that you are experiencing past life flashbacks, seeing the inevitable thread that is woven through all of life, or even feeling Kundalini Shakti rise through your body from the base of your spine. The most important thing for this time is not to overthink it and stay grounded. Share your experience with your soul people while you consciously integrate them. Journal and pay attention to your dreams. Your remembering and your soul gifts are emerging during this time of transition and awakening. You may be called to devote yourself to being of service. And there are ideas, truths, concepts, books, creations waiting to be birthed into the world. Stay open to receiving them. Pulling this card may be a sign that you are here to birth one of these creations out into the world. Or perhaps you're being called to make a shift in your life in order to be of service. Do not think too much about it. Instead, repeat the following Work Your Light activation. Okay, so I surrender to my awakening. I allow the Shakti energy to rise from the base of my spine. I open myself to the universe using me in a way that delights my mind, body, and spirit. So I hope that resonates. And I feel like it's awakening, but it's also creation too, you know, in the different ways that it could be. So so it's almost like, you know, kind of be in the outlook to see what can occur for you in now and in the future. So I hope that helps.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Beautiful reading, ladies.
Thank you.
Hi, Benita. This is Liz.
Thank you. Hi.
And I just had to keep pulling cards. It was funny. So I have quite a few, but I'll read you what the cards are quickly, and then I'll give you the message that I got from them. And these are from Colette Baron-Reed's Wisdom of the Hidden Realms deck. So the first one is the Well Watcher, and it's wisdom, power of the divine. It's number 7. And the second card I got was the Dream Walker, dreams, the collective good, illusions, and that's number 8. And I've used these cards tons of times, so the fact that the two of them came out in order was bizarre.
Wow.
The next is the Shadow Queen, acquiring knowledge, insecurity, and manipulation, number 16. The Resting Tree, patience and stillness, it's number 22. And then the Hungry Ghost, obsession, scarcity consciousness, attachment, number 14. So I was going to say, I agree very much with what Jan said when you first started speaking right away. I felt your energy was very bubbly and positive and beautiful. It was nice to have that that energy come through. But what I got is you've been in a time where you have kind of sat and waited for things. You know, you've put intentions or little wishes out into the universe and have waited for them to come, which is fine. There are times when we do have to wait and be patient, but there's other times when we have to take action. Just make sure that you're tapping into your higher self to know when you should do something and when you should just sit back. And I think what I feel is that this is something that you've gotten a good hold on at this point. You know when you need to, you know, take a stand and when you need to just let things go. Because the next card, the Dream Walker, is saying, you know, hey, it's time to go back to those childlike times and memories and you know, what were those big crazy dreams that you wanted and that you thought were just too silly as an adult to do and that, you know, that was outlandish and couldn't come true. Now's the time to do them. Now's the time to revisit them and think about them and put them out there. And that lined right up with what Peg was saying about, you know, it's a time of creation, right? So what are those, you know, crazy wild things? The Shadow Queen talks about, you know, the dark parts, you know, the not so fun parts of things that you've gone through in life, but they've helped you to know yourself and understand other people better. So they were good. They were, you know, we all have to go through those dark nights of the soul, so to speak, times, because that's how we learn. It's how we reflect. It's how we understand that, you know, we have gotten something more out of this life. You know, everything happens for a reason. And even when we don't understand it, it's to show us something. It's to give us more knowledge somewhere in us. And then the Resting Tree again is about, you know, it's okay to rest. It's okay to be patient and to not be working. This is something this past winter that I really came to terms with. I'm a person that I feel like I have to be, if I'm not working, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to, I'm not doing enough. So I constantly am like doing to the point of exhaustion. And mm-hmm. I really learned this past winter that it's important to honor the death. I don't always have to be creating something or doing something or making something. I can just rest. It's okay. We need to rest. Rest is an important part of our life. It's essential. So, you know, when you have that time to rest, don't feel guilty about it. Say, this is what I'm supposed to be doing now, and rest. You know, do the things that feed your soul, that fill you up and you know, refresh and rejuvenate you. It may be, you know, a day at the spa if you can do that. Maybe just spending a day reading a book or watching movies or, you know, whatever. It's okay. It's okay to not be doing something. and then the Hungry Ghosts are, you know, that exact thing, the guilt that we let, you know, riddle our thoughts, but also other people's judgment. You know, other people say, oh, you can just sit around and you're, you know, on a day off. That must be nice. Yes, it is. That's why I have a day off. you know, we shouldn't feel guilty about it. We shouldn't be made to feel guilty about it. No one should. we are, you know, we're designed to do things, but we're also designed to rest. And it's okay to rest. When we rest, we're actually better at doing the things we do because we've taken time for us to refill our cup, to be the best that we can be. So I think the message for you right now is that you've done a lot of things and you've come a long way. And this is just the beginning. There's so much more. And now's your time to put it out there to the universe. Now's your time to ask for it and to, you know, put those plans into effect. You know, one of the things that I know about manifestation is, you know, you have the thought of what you dream of, what you would like, and it might seem crazy. It might not make sense to other people. It might not be conventional. It doesn't matter. It's what you want. It's for you. It doesn't have to make sense to anyone else. Mm-hmm. So the power starts, you know, that little spark of genius starts when you have the thought. And then when you think about it and how that would feel to be in that position and in that place that you're manifesting, you get a feeling. And then, you know, it gets a little bit more power. The snowball gets a little bigger. And then, you know, maybe you write it down. You start to create a plan. You start to say, this is what I want. And then you get that snowball even bigger by giving it more power. So, you know, now's your time. This is when, whatever that big, wild, crazy thing is, now's the time to get it out there in the universe because it's going to, everything is lined up to make it happen. So,
okay.
That's what I've got for you, Benita. I hope that helps you.
Yeah, it did. I did manifest, I had recently hooked up with out of a 7-year relationship and moved from another city, and it was really hard. But I manifested I wanted a brand new home, but what I manifested, what came to be, was a brand new construction 1-bedroom apartment, which is probably what I needed, what I need.
Oh.
And it is beautiful. It's white, like I wanted. Everything that I wanted is in this apartment. And when I went to go see the place, there was a hawk that flew overhead. And a hawk for me tells me that spirit is with me and I'm on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
So that is very true. Which was actually my list. Just needed to get my apartment situated first because right now I'm just renting out space out of someone's home. So, thank you.
You're welcome. We're so
right. So
thrilled to that, Benita. And I'm glad that you know already with manifestation to let go of the specifics of the outcome because the universe usually has something better for you than what you dreamed of. So I'm glad that you know to release control.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Divine timing.
And I was going to say, and, you know, when you get through this next big thing, make sure you call us back and let us know how things go. We'd love to hear an update from you.
I will. It's actually, I want to learn that source code meditation. It's a source code, you know, the energy. I'm a light worker already, but this is a different type that I want to practice. And so that's my next manifestation to do.
Beautiful. We certainly can't do enough of the work that we do. And, you know, and I think we're all always wanting to learn more. I think that's one thing about light workers is we're all curious and we want to know more. So kudos to you for taking on a new learning skill.
Well, thank you, ladies, so very much.
You're welcome, Anita. You have a great evening.
You're very welcome.
Mm-hmm. And we'll put you back on hold to hear the end of the show.
Okay.
Oh, wow. What a great first call.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Beautiful messages.
So we did have a question in the chat. Our friend Jessica from Australia, or Jess from Australia, she's called in a few times. We haven't heard from her in a little while. And she said, of course, because in Australia it's morning, she said, "Good morning, my angelic family. Just checking in to see messages my spirit team has for me. Lots of love and gratitude, Jess from Australia."
Oh, yes.
She's so sweet.
Yeah, she is.
And she's another amazing light worker we have that calls in, finding her way on the path.
Well, I'm seeing a German Shepherd dog for her. So I thought it was a wolf, but it's just not a wolf. It's definitely a German Shepherd. So I'll just go with the dog, you know, and check that out. And I turned it right to the dog right here. Just turned it right to it. I love it when that happens. So it says here, lighten up, laugh at your mistakes, and don't take yourself or life so seriously. Keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. It's important for you to volunteer for something purely in the spirit of service and remain determined and resolute if you face some negativity or disappointment. Give loyalty to those you love and cherish, and that's what what dogs do. And let's see. And you're very loyal to your friends. She's very loyal to us. She sure is. And work situation and community. You do your best work when you can serve humanity in some way, and you thrive when you're living and working in groups of people. And when somebody needs something, you're quite often the quickest to respond. And I'm also getting for you, Jess, to also take care of yourself too, not just everyone else. Remember to take care of yourself. And that's what's coming through right now. I'm hearing that. And to give yourself time and space for special things just for you, you know, like your own special things that you like to do, like maybe going and getting a massage or taking a yoga class or getting your nails done or, you know, whatever you like to do, do those special things. You deserve it, and you should have it. So I just wanted to pass that along to you. And I wish you well, and thanks for talking to us in the chat. I'm glad that you contacted us, and I'm also seeing a big rainbow here for you too. So you've got some really nice energy, some beautiful colors and light energy right around you. So I love the rainbow. There you go. All right. So we'll talk to you another time, Jess, and God bless. And here's Peg.
Hi, Jess. The card that came up for me from Keepers of the Light was the Divine Director, Intervention, and Purpose. Divine intervention is occurring. Know that you are being guided. Happiness is your purpose. And so the card talks about how the Divine Director is a facet of the heart of the Creator. And according to New Thought teaching, his energy is merged directly with God's divine plan so that we can access it and understand on a deeper level what this will mean for us. And the Divine Director also works with the angels, and in particular guardian angels, so that they can fulfill their roles of supporting the earth and all of her people. And right now the angels are reminding you that your divine purpose on earth is to remember, love and do what makes you happy. Then it also talks about how divine intervention is taking place all the time, and what is occurring in your life is providing a real learning curve for your soul. You're becoming aware of a sense of purpose in your life, and it gives you a sense of joy. It's something that brings pleasure rather than something that you have to work for. And also know that your career can complement your purpose but not define it. But the path that you're on at this time is right, and the universe is encouraging you to move forward. So that's a very positive message. And as Jan and Liz said, you two are a light worker. So I feel like you're getting a lot of affirmations and messages to keep doing what you're doing, because it sounds like you most likely enjoy what you're doing too. So that's what I have for you, and thank you.
Very
and
nice.
Liz is next.
Very nice, Peg and Jan. Hi, Jess, it's Liz. I have two cards for you from the Wisdom of the Hidden Realms by Colette Baron-Reed. And the first one is number 43, the word Lord, and it's communication, praise, dishonesty. And I got, beware of those people that give you all these praise and adoration, and it makes you feel uneasy or skeptic of their motives. Because they are being deceitful, they are being dishonest. And the second card that I got was number 8, the Dreamwalker, Dreams, the Collective Good and Illusions. And that card is saying, but don't lose faith in humanity and people in general. These people that are dishonest, they cohabitate this planet with us. So the thing is to just become familiar enough so that you can recognize them, right? Because these people will always have the same tendencies. So, just be aware of that. You know when you tap into yourself and your higher good, your higher self, that you will be given the guidance that you need. So keep that in mind, and, you are on a beautiful path. Things are going to continue to be great for you, but these people and these things they'll always be in our path. We'll never avoid the negativity and the wrongdoing, but we can, our reaction is what creates the situation. So if we don't react so upsetting and viscerally, then they'll just be a little speed bump, and we'll move along. It's just recognizing them and saying, okay, not going to let it bother me. So I hope that helps you, Jess, and we'll talk to you soon, I'm sure. All right. Are we ready? We got a couple more callers, ladies. Are we ready for our next
one? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, very much so.
Okay. Area code 832, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Yes, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I would just I'd like to see what the what angel message.
All right. So, hi, Lisa. This is Jan.
Hi.
And, hi. I'm getting a big bunny rabbit here for you. So that's what I'm getting. And it's like almost life size. It's like huge. It's kind of neat. So let me just see here what
they have a lot of energy. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love them. Okay, so it says this is a very creative time for you, and it's important to quickly take advantage of any opportunity that comes your way unexpectedly. Be extra vigilant for the next couple days, and if anything threatening shows up, leave as quickly as possible. Try a vegetarian diet for the next few days and pay attention to how you feel. You know, you can just do whatever you feel to do. But they're just, I guess they're trying to say eat more veggies, basically. Rather than steady step-by-step progress, you'll see it happen in leaps and bounds, and you're going to find yourself going through a period of quiet and stillness followed by a burst of intense activity. Express your love freely and readily to those closest to you. You want to give your creative energy a little bit of a boost and have a little more vitality, and you will. That's what the rabbit is all about. They come in to give you a little more vitality. Common sense serves you well, especially by helping yourself out from uncomfortable situations if they come about. You're a great strategist and ready with a backup plan at all times. You're agile and adept at shifting plans and needs and demands. You're an eternal optimist, very positive, and it's hard for you to tolerate gloom or pessimism. In both your personal and professional lives, you cycle through periods of relative calm and then go into a lot of busyness. So you have both. And you're sensitive, artistic, and articulate. So rabbit is an amazing animal. It's just amazing. I hope that any of that, resonates for you.
Yes,
so,
it does.
Oh, good. And I'm just seeing you in nature also. I'm getting a lot of green around you. And I'm what, do you have green? Is there green around you? There's a lot of, I'm seeing green.
Well, I have been trying to open up my chakra and I'm growing a lot of trees.
Oh, good. Well, I'm getting that it's a good idea for you to be around trees. And I'm seeing trees. I'm seeing green grass, too. So it feels like you might want to put your feet on the ground and get in that grass and earth and get some grounding going and just be around the trees as much as you feel like you can. But, yeah, I'm getting a lot of that for you. It's good for your health. We all need to do that, I feel, you know, when we can, as much as we can, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Just do that and then eat more veggies is what they're saying, the rabbit is saying.
Okay.
So I wish you well, and I'm going to hand it right over to Peg.
Okay.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
The card that came for you was Hilarion, and he's all about divine healing. And basically what it's saying is to honor your sensitivity and retreat to recharge and heal. Your light can support others. Hilarion is a spiritual master who lives in the Middle East during the 4th century. At the age of 15, he felt a call to go to the retreat of St. Anthony in the Egyptian desert. He was busy with people needing healing. And after a while, wait a minute, I'm sorry. You get in the light here. I'm sorry. That's okay. Okay, so and this, I guess, yeah, so where he went was busy with people needing healing, and after a while he went back home with some monks. And during that time his parents passed away, and it is said that Hilarion was so devoted to service, he gave all of their estate to his brothers and the poor. And for the rest of his life, he lived as a hermit in a cave and was said to perform miracles with his prayers and touch. And to this day, he's dedicated to healing, but also helps spiritual people who feel overly sensitive to overcome their challenges and integrate with the normal world. But the extended message is the world can seem overwhelming to you, and it's okay to retreat in a safe space every now and then to cleanse and recharge your energy. And you may feel called to serve others or share your healing with them, but please ensure that you're filled up with light, love, and energy first, so that you are not sacrificing your own development. And, the healing light of Hilarion, you're surrounded with that, and his healing angels, too. So that kind of went like a long way around of what all that was about. But I think what it's basically, you know, and you're doing this, you know, you're looking to the trees, and he's dressed in green, and he has like a green medallion. Oh, wow. On. So, you know, that's in like right where the heart is, you know.
Yeah.
And so I feel like he's saying, and also Archangel Raphael, that you know, you can also just ask for their healing and imagine their, you know, their green healing light, you know, surrounding you, especially in your heart. So, so that's kind of validation as to what I think you've been wanting to understand. So thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, hello,
awesome.
Lisa. This is Liz. And, man, the ladies already have great readings, so I'm not sure how I'm going to follow that. But... But I'll tell you, I have a whole bunch of animals here for you.
Wow.
Crazy. So I pulled four cards from the Wisdom of the Hidden Realms deck, and the first one is number 23, the Dragon's Duel, Inner Conflict, Morality, and Conscious Choice. And this is what, you know, the stuff going on in our head, right? Our inner dialogue, things that we think are these huge problems, and I'm here to tell you that we create our own problems.
I truly believe that.
Yes. So that card's saying, get out of your head, you know, let that stuff go. Don't dwell on it. Don't fixate on it, because when we do that, that's what we do, right? We create the problem in our mind when nothing's really going on. It just is, right? So
that's true.
When things happen, don't allow yourself to let your thoughts run away. It's, you know, I was one of those people for a very long time. but, you know, once you and it's not easy to get out of the habit, and there's still times where it happens. But when you are aware of it, say, oh, you know what? I'm done. I'm letting this go. I cannot stay in this thought process. I have other things to do. Because we don't realize how much of our energy actually gets expended on that, even if it's a subconscious, you know, rhetoric going on.
Mm-hmm.
So let those things go. It's a reminder. The second card is number 11, the Hawk Prince, spirit communication, paying attention. So that's about tuning in, you know, when those thoughts, when we catch ourselves in those moments, right, there are things that we kind of fear, or we are worried about. So that's the best time to tune into spirit, listen to our intuition, take a few moments to, you know, you can start with three deep breaths and close your eyes and go to a, you know, a quiet centered space and ask yourself the question, you know, do I need to worry about this? And listen to, you know, how do you feel? You know, what, maybe you hear something, maybe you see something in your mind's eye. Maybe you just feel like your heart expand, like it feels good, or maybe you feel yourself quelt in, like you're afraid. That's how you know. That's tapping into your intuition. And I feel like you already are familiar with this, but it's just becoming more connected with it. So
yeah, that's true.
Very powerful message there. And then this next card is number 29, the Phoenix. Resurrection, surrender to change. So, you know, the only constant is change. instead of trying to fight change when it comes, go with it, accept it. Because we find it, I mean, we can fight it all we want. It's still going to happen.
That's true. That's true.
Are making it harder, you know. So a lot, and most times when it happens, we find out that it wasn't as bad as we thought. Right? That's our thoughts, again, running away.
That's true.
So, you know, so when you're like, ah, you're this. I don't want to do that. Go, all right, I have to. Suck it up. Big girl panty. We're doing it.
That's true.
And then the fourth card kind of goes along with it, but there's a little bit more, is number 42, the Horse King, Assistance and Control. So it's, again, we don't have control. The universe has a plan and we're kind of at its will. We like to think we have control, but we don't. But it's also saying that to ask, you know, if change is difficult for you, that's the time to ask your angels to help you. You know, hey, this is going to be tough for me. Can you make sure you're here and can help me out and, you know, clear the path for me? But don't turn your control over to anybody else. You know, ask for help, but don't give away your power. So a lot of animals there.
Yes.
But I thought the other cool thing was the 11, of course, is a divine number. But also with number 29, I always associate 29 is the day of my son's birthday. But 2 plus 9 is also 11, is the cool thing. And they were right in the middle. So I think both of those cards really resonate with 11. And I wanted to read you, I have two messages. The first one is Doreen Virtue's meaning of number 11. And it's stay positive. Your thoughts are materializing rapidly. So you want to ensure positive outcomes by focusing only on the good within yourself, others, and this situation. So, you know, when the things come up that are changing, you know, look at the good. Focus on the good parts of it. Don't focus on the bad parts of it, and they'll only make it better. They'll make it. It will be an even better blessing for you.
That's
but
true.
I also wanted to give you Kyle Gray's meaning of 11, and it's you are in a state of expansion and getting to know your true self better than ever. Know you were born to shine. So I think your chakra work, you know, speaks to that you're working on yourself. And when we work on ourselves, people know because we feel better, we look better, we just seem better. So
yes, we do.
People will notice. People will notice, and you'll empower them to do the same for themselves. So keep doing what you're doing, and you know, let yourself be open and guided.
Okay, I sure will.
All right, Lisa. And give us a call back. Let us know how things go for you. We'd love to hear. I think you had some really powerful messages and some good things on the horizon.
Yes, I did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lisa.
Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Have a good night, Lisa.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.
That was
all right.
Beautiful.
We have a few minutes.
We have Christiana here.
Yeah.
Christiana's been waiting for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we will.
She was the first
take
one.
The other.
Christiana.
Okay. Oh, okay. Area code 651. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Christiana. How are you guys doing?
Do you have a question?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, my question is, I wrote it down here. So I wrote, there's someone from my past with the L initial for the first name, and I often have nightmares about this person from past trauma, and I'm wondering what the angels have to say. Is there a lesson I'm missing here?
So, Christiana, it's Jan, and I'm just going to go quickly because we don't have a lot of time, but I do see a unicorn for you, and I see a lion for you. So I'm just going to tell you that, and you can look those up yourself, and I'm just going to pass it right over to Peg.
Okay.
So unicorn and lion.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Christiana.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You were talking about some trauma that you had experienced in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And what was the question that you had about that?
If I'm missing some kind of life lesson here, and that's maybe why the dreams are repeating themselves.
Oh, okay. So you're having dreams. Yeah.
Nightmares.
Okay. Let me see. I'm going to get a card here for you. Okay, so let's see. This is Freya. Let me see. So I, you know, when that has happened for me, I know that it's a way of having to ask spirit to help you to release that for you. And let's see, what else? That's what I feel. I feel that there's, you know, that you can ask your angels to help you to release these dreams, you know, that you're finished with that process, asking Archangel Michael for, you know, to be able to feel safe and to be able to feel protected too, and asking Archangel Raphael also for healing too, and to help you in releasing this trauma through dreams and everything. And that's really about all that I have at this point. You also might want to speak with someone that interprets dreams, you know, that has had a lot of experience in that.
She says 60 seconds and we go off. So,
okay. All right.
So just letting you know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So
she's just
going
to take a call.
Yeah. Okay.
And Christiana, just call back next week. I'm sorry we didn't get to you sooner. Just call back again next week. There's a lot of more messages coming for you from Peg and Liz.
I'll give mine quickly. I pulled card number 24, the map maker of destiny, authentic purpose, inspiration, and free will. So what I got is, you know, we can't run from things that we fear. They're going to continue to follow us. And I know this surrounds trauma. It's not to be callous, but it's, at some point we have to come to terms with it, or else we will continue to carry this trauma with us. So depending on how deep this trauma is, you know, absolutely seek, you know, some professional assistance if it's something that can be very, very triggering and cause you to, you know, have medical side adversities or anything. But if it's something you think, you know, that you're versed enough you can try to do on your own, you can ask before you go to sleep for the angels to help you in your dreams to you know, to confront this situation and to heal it. And then you can, you know, when you go to sleep, you can do astro travel to, and then the angels will be there to help you to heal it. You can also do meditations that way. Like if you've ever done inner child healing, you go back to that inner child and you go to the situation and you correct it. You know, the things that you think that you were at fault for, you change that story so you can see it a different way. So
all right,
that's one
thank
way.
You.
You know, calling, but, you know, definitely call on your angels. Archangel Michael is a huge one to help you, you know, to protect you and help you feel safe, absolutely. I just wanted to see, you know, but obviously we don't know how deep the trauma is. So if it is something that, you know, you experienced any kind of hospitalization for prior,
I did,
make sure you,
yeah,
you're a medical person. Okay. I'm like, you know, we are not medical professionals. We don't want you to do anything to harm yourself. But there are, you know, therapists and stuff that can help you with, you know, therapy things to correct it. There's EMDR, which is a light therapy that they do now to help you reprocess those traumatic experiences so that they're, you know, easier in your mind. There's lots and lots of great things that can help you to reverse trauma. So I hope that helps you, Christiana. And
yeah, thank you.
Nice to speak with you. And we will hear from you again.
All right. All right. Take care,
everybody.
Have a great
evening. You too.
Thanks, Christiana. We'll talk to you again. Bye.
All right. So I'm going to write down the other
we got it all
on
in.
Hold. Okay. And we will get them next week.
Yeah.
Sorry, we did. We were a little long-winded there in the beginning, but I think we gave some great messages that were not, you know, anything that anyone heard is, you know, for everyone. It's not just for the person that we're reading for. So, you know, remember
right.
that. Very
true.
If something resonated with you, take it. Take it with you because it was meant for you as well. So. All right. Well, great to connect, ladies. And we'll be back next week at Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Have a great week,
thank
everyone.
Thank you.
You too.
It was a great show. Just loved it. And have a beautiful week, everybody.
Absolutely. Yes. Good night.
Good night.